It's 17 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and we are very honored to be joined in the studio by Barry Holland. Barry is a legend among runners in the country. He is an absolute legend, and among local runners, he is kind of the mentor that I think everyone looks up to, because what a career you've had, Barry, and how lovely that you joined us in the studio today to talk about Dolphin Coast Striders, because lots of newbies to the sport are finding their way, and it's through great guidance and mentorship that I think the joy of running is imparted and grows. Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you.
What's happening with the Striders today?
Well, just saying off air now, the Striders is just absolutely barreling along and growing and going from strength to strength. It's absolutely fantastic. It's for someone like me, and I call myself one of the dinosaurs. We're the dinosaurs going out at the top end. We've done our time in the club. But David, you know, the club is being run by 30 and 35-year-olds. Mm-hmm. They are the core now, and they're fantastic. I mean, they're just driving hard. So the club is just so buoyant. We've got a wonderful executive being run. You know, our chairman is Mike Morgan. Just fantastic. The club is in such good hands. It really is. It's just wonderful to see. And you've had guys like Harry Boot on your station and people like that. And so, you know, the guys like Harry and myself, you know, we just now can look on and say, well, it's in good hands.
Absolutely. I believe you're also now on the committee of the Comrades Marathon Association.
Yeah, I'm a board member of the CMA now, so which is great, and you know, a chance to give back more to Comrades. You know, obviously my Comrades career spans the last 50 years, but yeah, a chance to give back. You know, the CMA got itself into a very, very difficult situation. With some bad eggs and some corruption involved and people with political agendas and all the wrong agendas, not comrades at the core of their thinking, you know, themselves at the core of their thinking, which is always such a bad situation in you know, organizations such as that. So we had a massive sort of almost like a, I wouldn't call it a coup, but a bunch of us got together and said enough is enough now, and we managed to get, there was at the recent AGM there were 7 board places up for grabs, and we had a group of us called ourselves the Comrades Collective. There were 10 of us, and I would have been very happy with any one of those 10 filling the 7 positions. And we got all 7 positions. There were obviously other nominees from outside and other areas, but our little collective it dominated and took all 7 board positions. And I'm one of those. So
wonderful news. You know, in a sense, that gives hope for the future for our country, because this is the kind of initiative that shows that for a while things might get out of hand and go astray, but ultimately, good people will not stand by forever and tolerate it.
Yeah.
Good people will stand up and say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Now it's time. You know that when the press said, Putamina. What is it? Putamina?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. But it was like, send me. Oh, that was an
tumamina.
Initiative. Tumamina.
Yeah.
Send me. And we all thought, well, this is an interesting, it was just lip service in his case. But generally speaking, that is a wonderful initiative. If not for me, you know, who else? Why shouldn't it be? I'm going to stand up and do something about it. You did that. Fantastic.
Well, you know, David, Comrades does not belong to anybody. Comrades belongs to South Africa. It's a South African iconic, it's ours. You can't put it any other way. It's it doesn't belong to the runners.
Yeah.
Doesn't belong to the CMA. It belongs to South Africa, and we had to protect that.
And what a legacy you protect. And it's magnificent. Mm. It's magnificent to see. Yeah. And full credit to you and your team. And you know, you're talking now on a kind of macro scale. The Comrades is the premier running event in, I think, in the world, actually, but I'm biased.
It is. Certainly. As an ultra marathon, so, you know, there are many, many international, you know, marathons, 42Ks, and there are some massive ones. You know, we're talking about Berlin having over 50,000 runners now, and London, and all of those, you know, all around the world. But they're not They're not comrades. There's only one comrade. And comrades, is, in terms of ultramarathons in the world, comrades is by far way, way out ahead.
So it's anybody. A proudly, proudly South African institution. Mm. And now, again, in good hands, looking forward to the future. And it all starts because runners start generally at home. And in our particular backyard, it's the Dolphin Coast Striders. And from pretty humble beginnings, the Dolphin Coast Riders have become a force to be reckoned with.
Yep.
I was watching one of the local, was it the comedian that's moved into town that's been running a little bit? What is his name?
The Skulk.
That fella. Yeah, listen, Mensa. but he ran with the Striders. He was terribly impressed. The Striders have invited him. And they're not just a running club. They're an institution. You go and run and see the races. They've got their own branding, their own tent, their own style. They even call themselves the Pod. Not just so you know.
And he's loving it. He's absolutely loving it. Well, and we're loving having him with us.
You see, this is the thing. So it appeals to so many folk on so many levels. And you've also reached out to those that have never run before or that want to, and you've created an opportunity for complete newcomers to the sport to get in slowly or gently.
The Kickstart program, incredible initiative. It started a long time ago as a Jumpstart, then changed its name along the way to Kickstart. But it's the same thing. It's from couch to 10Ks. So you join up to this program, and you get mentored all the way through it. And they literally start their first outing is 1 kilometer, and they walk and jog a little bit of that, and they go 10 weeks later and they run 10 kilometers.
Incredible.
Which is fantastic, absolutely, and life changing.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that I would be interested in. Really getting started from couch to 10K.
Well, maybe you should join the next.
Don't sound so uncertain. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, I've spent way too much time on the couch, and I think there are a lot of people listening who are exactly like me, spending a lot of time on the couch, and that's a great opportunity to get out there.
It is, and I will support that initiative. Good to see you in the Dolphin Coast colours, but you must always wear your life and style running shirt.
No, 100%. Maybe we'll do a collaborative shirt.
Well, we have the big run coming up. This year we started the inaugural last year. It was a huge success, and we're going to make it better this year. Bigger, better, brighter. Ooh. And maybe you could be leading the charge.
There we go. That's it. 100%.
So you have to join the Striders and get into shape. How about that?
100%. Yeah. I love it.
For anyone listening to wanting to do just that, Barry, how do you suggest, which is the easiest way to segue into the club?
They just go onto the website, and there they can join up. And I think we run it twice a year. So great opportunity to get involved, and as I said, it's so their hands are held right through this process. There's no just we'll pitch up, and they are so mentored. Absolutely fantastic, and they do the sort of the group in our club that are responsible and run it. They then involve people like myself as further mentors to you're running Barry Holland and whatever in the morning, there's a lot of that which we do as well. So a lot of the people in the club that have been running for years and years and years and years and years, and multiple comrades and things like that, they act as mentors is a word, but also just as like champions. They go and hold their hands as well and just encourage and things like that. So it's a wonderful program. Brilliant.
Well, you speak with conviction and passion. Your life is an example of how, through diligence and endeavor and a passion for a sport like running, you can become a legend like Barry. And what a legend you are. And it's lovely to have been chatting to you this morning, representing the Dolphin Coast Striders. So if you want to get involved, very simple. It's not just a kind of, running up and down the road and, feeling exhausted at the end of it. It's an ecosystem. It's an environment of support, friendship. A lot of folk get together. They have the club night on a Thursday, is it?
The last Thursday of every month is our club night, which is, in fact, tonight.
There we go.
And that's very festive. There's always, there's braais and the pub is open and there's lots of draws when you have, you know.
It is fun, even as a non-runner. No, it's fun. I've been. I was at the last one.
It's okay. Great fun.
It's a lot of fun. So maybe that's a start for you. Maybe you can go tonight, have a meet the team. Barry will show you around.
Yeah. Lovely stuff, you know. Beer and a braai, and then we hit the pavement.
Absolutely.
Work it off.
Maybe hit the pavement first, and then you can have Barry Holland, our very special guest representing the Dolphin Coast Striders today. And Barry, what a pleasure it is to be chatting to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the morning show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the morning show continues.